Hey guys, welcome back to Babecast. My name is Megan and happy 420, right? I didn't even realize it was 420. Back in the day, that used to mean something so different to me. Today just means Thursday. In about 3 weeks, I am turning 30 and it feels pretty weird. I don't even feel like an adult yet most of the time, so that's kind of awkward. Until I look in the mirror and then I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I have lines on my face now. But I have a skincare regimen now, and I buy all of those scream masks that scare the crap out of everybody. And I use eye cream that probably doesn't do anything. And I'm doing all these new things at this point in my life that I never used to care about before. Using sunscreen? Who knew that was important? Wish I would have figured that out sooner. But I guess my point in bringing this up is because I'm trying to plan a trip right now, and I'm not even really sure why. Maybe just because I want to escape reality of this milestone and just be in a different area code, getting drunk somewhere. I don't know if that will even help, but we might go to California. We might go to Denver. I'm not really sure where we're going yet. And yes, I do realize it's only 3 weeks away, and we're still going. I imagine after you turn 30, you just stop caring about a lot of stuff, and I've already kind of hit that point, so I don't imagine it will be that different. And, like my dad always says, having another birthday is better than the alternative. Coming to the end of my 20s is kind of sad. I don't know why it's such a big deal. Probably for guys, they don't care that much. But for women, I don't know. It just feels like there's so much more pressure on us now. It's like, okay, when are you going to get married? When are you going to have a kid? When are you going to buy a house? When are you going to stop posting a million pictures of your dog? The answer to that last one is never. Everybody does their own thing at their own separate paces. So I know I'm guilty of this, so I don't want to be a hypocrite, but try not to compare yourself to other people, other women. It just is seriously helpful if you just worry about your own life. And it's something that I have to remind myself of every day. But it really is the most important thing. Speaking of somebody who stays in their own lane, and it's the most unique lane I've ever seen in my entire life, she's probably one of the most creative people I've ever met. And if you go look at her Instagram right now, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Content creator, pun maker, pizza eater via her Instagram profile. It is Lizzie Darden. Of course. Content creator and photographer is what you're labeling yourself as, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't really sure. I like go to your Instagram. I'm like, oh, this is all so cool. I'm like, she's an artist. She's a photographer. She does like Photoshop. I'm not really sure.
Right.
And I'm sure you get that question all the time.
I do. Yeah. I'm always explaining it.
Here we go again, Megan. Before we get into like what you actually do like on a day-to-day basis, I want to kind of just get to know you a little bit.
Okay.
And where are you from?
I am from Jacksonville originally.
You are?
Yeah. So I've lived here my whole life, basically.
There's not a lot of OG Jacksonvillians.
There's really not, especially recently, because I feel like it's getting cooler. So
yeah.
Like people are like flocking to Jacksonville. But
we just talked about this recently. I do feel like Jacksonville is getting cooler.
It is. Yeah, the whole like Riverside area.
Yeah.
And now I guess like Springfield is like up and coming.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
So you born and raised in
yes.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
What part of town?
Ponte Vedra.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, and then moved over here around like Bay Meadows area.
Okay, awesome. So, did you go to school in Jacksonville?
I did. So I went to Nice
okay.
High School, and then I left for like 2 years. I went to FSU and then came back here and finished up at UNF.
Oh, okay.
So
you weren't
yeah,
a fan of Tallahassee?
They dropped my major, so I was kind of left at like a crossroads.
What the hell?
Yeah,
that
I
sucks.
I know, like no warning, just kind of like...
In the
yeah.
middle, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So at least did you get credit for what you had done over there before you came back?
I did, but like a lot of it didn't transfer over, so I had to redo a lot
of
stuff.
Oh my God,
I
that's
know.
So annoying.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
Whatever. So what at UNF, what was your major?
I did graphic design.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that
so,
they have a good program there for that?
They do. It's like, it's pretty small. It's limited access. So you have to like apply and then it's like really intensive because
okay.
it's like kind of one-on-one. So.
Yeah. I went to UNF too and
oh, yeah.
I just have a public relations major, but obviously not doing that. But but I did take a couple of classes, but I don't think it was, you're probably a little bit younger than me.
I'm 23.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't really like learn a lot. I tried to do like a Photoshop class and it was Photoshop. I think it was just Photoshop and I didn't
oh, yeah.
feel like I learned like a lot. So I
yeah.
don't know, maybe it was the class.
I feel like a lot of it is like learning through practice.
Yeah.
It's hard to teach.
Oh my God, Photoshop.
So hard to teach it.
is the worst. I'm sorry. I know you work with it so much. Like, I checked out your YouTube channel for a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, you know so much. And I guess I probably should have paid attention more in the class or something, but it's really hard. There's a lot.
It is really hard. Yeah, I hated it at first. I had like a love-hate relationship for sure.
Yeah, of course. Is graphic design something you've always wanted to do since you were a kid?
Kind of. I mean, I've definitely been interested in arts always. Right. I kind of like used to think I wanted to do more fashion stuff, but then it's just like such a competitive
world. Oh my God, I know. And you can't really, if you want to stay in Jacksonville, you really can't do fashion for the most part. Yeah. I mean, I guess you can depending on.
Yeah, there's a few people doing it here,
right,
I guess,
or like if you open your own store or something, but I mean like in the big companies, like the big designers.
Yeah, really you gotta be in New York.
Really and not then, big in Jacksonville.
Yeah, making like no money, so. Yeah.
Right, start as an intern, you're like getting coffee, doing all the BS work you don't want to do. Okay, so you realized you wanted to do a little bit more graphic design, and did you learn most of everything that you do in school, or did you kind of do some of it before?
I kind of did a little bit before in high school, but not a lot, and then definitely learned a lot in college, and then now I'm realizing that I'm learning a lot of it like as I go, like having to pick up more stuff because there's just like so much information. It's like crazy.
Yeah. So what kind of classes did you take in school to like learn more about graphic design?
Yeah, so I took like it wasn't really a big focus on photography, which is funny because that's like mainly what I do now is photography, but it was mostly like branding, logos, like website design, stuff like that, stuff that I'm not doing anymore, but it was interesting.
That is cool.
Yeah,
it's good to know.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
Do you feel like it's helped you so far?
I think so, especially the brandings. I kind of have to like brand myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's helpful. But
yeah. So is your family from Jacksonville? And or you've always lived, obviously you grew up here. Your family lives here now? And you just, they live at the beach still and you live over here?
Yeah, well, actually my family moved to Costa Rica. A lot of people live in Costa Rica.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool. We visited them over the summer last year. My cousin got married there. It's gorgeous.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
and it's like cheaper over there, I hear.
Oh, yeah.
You can get like a lot of land and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. They built a house and it's like so nice. It's so pretty. Yeah.
That's awesome. I've never been there, but I've always wanted to go.
Yeah. You should.
I know. I really do. I don't like surf or anything. And I feel like that's
I don't either.
Like, I would just like lay on the beach and hang out.
Yeah. That's what I did. Yeah.
Okay. So I can see you have a pink vibe going on. I'm a big fan. That's clearly your favorite color.
Yeah.
You're like, you dress so unique. Where do you shop like for the most part?
A lot of ASOS.
Okay, love ASOS.
Obsessed with ASOS. I check it like every morning.
You
do? They're always adding new stuff. I'm like obsessively checking it.
And where do you get like your jewelry and stuff? Because everything is so different.
Oh, thanks.
Cool.
These I think are from Bandeau. It's a lot of like little independent like Etsy stores and like online stores.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like that's where you find the good stuff.
Do you have your own store?
I do.
You do.
I do a little bit of product stuff. I used to do it more like last year, but it was just like so much to take on that I'm kind of taking a step back from it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had like pins and t-shirts and stuff.
Pins.
Like that.
They're like such a big thing right now.
I know. It exploded like out of nowhere.
I mean, I guess I don't know. I guess they're all so cute. I didn't know where it came from all of a sudden.
I have no idea.
So you're like, all right, I'm going to jump on this
bandwagon. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So what kind of pins did you make?
So I was like taking my pun like photography that I did and like kind of turned it into pins. So
So what's an example of that?
Like like I have like the taco phone.
Okay.
That was the popular one. So it's like a phone with a little taco on top.
What?
I turned
That's
that into
so
a pin. Yeah.
I think I missed that one.
Yeah, it's been a while since I posted about them. But,
okay. Okay, you're a content creator and photographer. So how did you get started doing what you're doing right now?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You're like, I actually have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of like happened by accident. So I've been trying to like kind of pinpoint where exactly it happened.
Okay.
But I guess I kind of like experimented with it like in my last semester of college. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of like posting stuff on Instagram, like artsy, like kind of photography that I was taking just for fun.
Right.
And then right after I graduated, I got contacted by like a couple companies and they were like, oh, we want you to take photos of our stuff and all this. And I was like, I didn't know that was like an option.
Right.
But sure. So I just kind of started doing it.
So social media really kind of jumped
you. Yeah. That was like the catalyst.
Okay.
Definitely.
And specifically, you feel like Instagram more than anything, right?
Yeah. I like only post to Instagram pretty much.
So people started to reach out to you and say, hey, really love what you're doing.
Yeah.
Would you want to work with me? And
yeah.
That's kind of how it started.
Yeah.
And you're like, sure, why
yeah.
not?
I was like, yeah.
Like, did you have that intention going into it? Were you
no,
like, you just were
all.
Doing it for fun?
Yeah. It was kind of just like a creative outlet because I was feeling so burnt out from school. That,
yeah.
Yeah. It was just something to do. And then.
So
yeah.
Was this something that you started while you were still in school or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I got a job at an agency here for like a few months and I was kind of like doing my own stuff on the side.
Uh-huh.
And then it just kind of like snowballed. And I,
so is yeah. this a full time right now that you're
this,
doing?
Yeah, this is full time now.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
You work
yeah.
from home.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's great.
It is.
You can just like roll out of bed and
yep.
you know, you're on your, you have to be disciplined, I assume.
Yeah. I mean, some days it's harder than others.
Yeah.
But yeah.
When you're at home too, because it's like your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Like,
and I've got my dog
just,
there.
Right.
Yeah.
I would just be playing with my dog and
yeah.
like get so distracted.
Exactly.
Okay. So how exactly are you getting into working with other companies?
Mostly they find me through Instagram
okay.
and like email me through my website and stuff.
Okay. So you have
me.
A website that you're.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys, it's kind of hard to like talk about, but it's her Instagram and the things, her photography is so cool. Like, I don't know. I'm not like great at describing it, but it's really, really cool. A lot of pink vibes going on.
Oh, yeah.
I want to pull it up so I can look at it for a second. But you also have a YouTube channel.
Yeah. So I just started YouTube about like a month and a half ago, I
oh,
guess.
Oh, it's that new.
It's
okay.
super new. Yeah.
Oh,
and it's
awesome.
Like totally like I'm figuring it out because it's like a crazy world that I don't understand.
Are
but.
You into like video editing and stuff too? Or because obviously.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely
so you do it all
a learning
yourself.
Curve. Yeah.
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 You just like set up the camera and you just go with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know where you're shooting it, but it's super cute.
Oh, that's my office.
It is?
Yeah.
It's
my
so
home
cute.
Office.
Do
yeah.
you buy, like, do you make those pictures and like.
Oh, like in the
in
background.
The background, yeah.
Oh, a lot of them are from like my friends, like fellow artists and stuff. So,
so cute.
Yeah.
I love it. It looks like, it really looks like a little studio, like a
oh,
like a
yeah.
movie studio or
yeah.
something. It's super cute. Okay, so your videos, what are you covering in the videos?
They're mostly tutorials right now. I realized that kind of a lot of people don't know what content creation is, but they're like interested in it and maybe
right.
they want to do it. So when I was starting, I know I was like trying to Google stuff and be like, how do I even do this? Like, what do I charge people? I knew nothing and there was nothing out there. So I kind of wanted to take that on and like have tutorials and have advice for people and post it on YouTube and so they can access it through there.
Cool. Photoshop, are you talking about that on your YouTube channel?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
a lot, yeah.
So what are you doing on there? Just basically tutorials for people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what kind of stuff are you explaining on there?
Kind of just like the basics right now, like I don't know, just kind of like how I take my photo from like the actual camera and then to like the final product. I did
okay.
like a walkthrough because I feel like I always like watching those kind of things too, like
yeah well
the
especially
full process.
If it's somebody that's trying to do something similar to what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So have you gotten a lot of feedback from the videos?
I have, yeah. A lot of people send me like the photos that they made with my tutorials and they're like, this helps so much.
Oh,
I love
that's
it.
So cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Okay, so you're
yeah.
just trying, you're like, well, when I started I had no clue what I was doing.
Yep. Yeah.
And I want to help other people now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So when people reach out to you, what are they asking you?
Kind of like everything, just like how do you edit things, like how do you work with brands, just like all over the place. So I figured it would be like a good place to just have everything together. So
but yours is so unique, like it's different. You're not, I mean, I can't imagine a lot of people are really, you know, you
right.
have like some ice cream
yeah
and you're taking,
yeah
yeah and I'm like, I can't imagine a lot of people are doing this. So do you just kind of tell them what you do and then that's like how they get helped
yeah,
out?
Yeah, I kind of told them like my end and then obviously like what I do specifically isn't going to work for everybody.
Right.
But like I guess there's some takeaways they can like take from that, like just general editing and like a lot of people want to know like the equipment I shoot with,
okay.
stuff like that. Yeah.
So are you you're into photography, so are you taking pictures of other things? Like do you go, or are you just kind of strictly doing like products and you know your own kind of creations?
Pretty much just like this style. Like
okay.
I've never really been into like, I can't do portraits of people very well. Like I know you know Kelly and
yeah,
she
yeah.
does it awesomely. I can't do that or like landscape or anything like that.
Yeah,
so.
I definitely feel like that's probably a different
yeah.
vibe than what you're kind of into. But that's awesome.
Yeah.
So when the companies reach out to you, what kind of companies? Is it clothing or?
It's kind of all over the place. So right now, like I just recently signed on to a partnership with Taco Bell. So I'm working with them for like the
next
year.
Wait, what's Taco Bell?
Taco Bell?
Oh, Taco Bell. I thought you said Taco Bout. So I was like,
okay,
wait.
Would that be a cool company name? Yeah.
Like, what do you do at Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm really tired. I mean, you were mentioning the taco phone before, so I guess I just got confused. Sorry, I'm stupid.
No, you're so good. You're fine.
Okay, well, that's awesome.
Yeah,
so
I'm really excited.
That's a huge company. So what are you doing for them?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to say?
There's a lot I'm not allowed to say,
okay,
but
that's fine.
It's just generally like kind of photography. So like every time they have like a new product rolling out, because they have like a lot of new stuff, you know, coming out.
Oh, yeah. It's like next thing you know, they're going to have like, who knows? First it's breakfast, then there's just all the walls
right.
are down.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. So I'll like be taking photos for them and posting it on my account. And then I go over there and meet with them like a couple times a year and stuff and do events.
So where is that?
It's in Irvine, California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So super close to LA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was saying to you before is I didn't realize you lived in Jacksonville because she has a huge following, guys. Like I'm like, people with this big a following don't live in Jacksonville. But I was like, oh, you do. You live right around the corner from the station. Okay, cool. So that's a huge company. That's like a big step.
Yeah, that's like my biggest one so far.
Do you have like a lot of accounts?
Yeah, it's kind of like I try to juggle like a few at a time.
Okay.
So I'm doing like them. I'm working pretty closely with Sugar Bear Hair, the little like gummy vitamins. Yeah.
I always see like reality stars promoting
those. Yeah, I know, right? And you're like, I want their hair, so obviously.
Yeah. Right? I also want their following and all of their money, but whatever. Okay, so that's a big one. That's cool. And what do you do? Do they come to you and say, this is what we want, or do they give you the creative freedom?
A lot of them give me creative freedom, which is nice.
That's what you would probably prefer, right?
Yeah. Sometimes it gets like a little more specific with like colors and stuff, but pretty much they're mostly like, take the product and run with it. So it's like, it's fun.
Do you get stumped ever to come up with new ideas and things? Because I know I would.
Sometimes, yeah.
As any artist, I feel like you're getting like a little
slump.
Writer's block or something. I mean, that's obviously the wrong term for this, but you know what
I
mean.
Yeah, I know, exactly, yeah.
Okay, so what other companies are you working with right now?
Well, I'm actually going out to LA on Thursday for a couple meetings.
Yeah,
and
exciting.
I'm going to the Museum of Ice Cream. I've worked with them
Oh my God.
A little bit. Yeah.
I saw that last year and it was in New York?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I went last year. That was their first year and I had a piece in there. So we went out to like see it in person, everything. And
you
then,
did? What was your piece like?
It was like a little bit out there. It's kind of like...
No, that's what's cool. I love it.
I don't know how to like describe it, but like in words.
Ice cream?
Yeah, it's ice cream. Okay. Like a hand holding an ice cream and then another hand coming out of the ice cream. It's like a stack of
So
like,
how do you create things like that or even come up with them? Like my brain couldn't even think of something like that.
I think it's just like after doing it so long, it just kind of like... I don't know. It just like comes easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so,
you can kind of do whatever you want. And that's the cool thing about
it. And sometimes it's like the weirder, the better. So,
So did you create this specifically for this museum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They called me like a few months before it opened and they were like, hey, like we noticed you love ice cream. Obviously, do you want to like make a piece of this? And I was like, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then,
isn't there like a sprinkle pool?
Yes. Yeah.
I want to jump in that so badly.
It's so cool.
That's so amazing.
Yeah.
I think I saw the ad for it, like the one in New York,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I have to go to this.
Yeah,
I'm a big ice cream fan myself.
Oh, you are? Okay,
obsessed.
Cool. Yeah.
So I already knew we were gonna get along.
Yeah.
Like I could eat it every day if it wouldn't make me fat, like for sure. But yeah, so I saw that and I was like, this is like what probably heaven is like.
Oh,
I assume.
You'd love it then. Yeah, because you get free ice cream too, obviously, when you come in.
Yes.
And then this year is gonna be like 4 times bigger. And they have like...
Do they move it each time or something?
Yeah, I think they're trying to do like a whole traveling experience kind of. So that
what
like
do we
more
have to do to make
go?
Them come to Jacksonville?
Right? Yeah, I know. That would be amazing.
So you're going out there on Thursday and you're going to partner up with them and create some things for them or just kind of talk to them about what you're going to do next?
Right. Well, I'm going to the press event on Friday.
Okay.
And then just to kind of like see them. I've worked with them like pretty closely. And then I did their merchandise this year.
Uh-huh.
So like pins and stuff like that.
Awesome.
Like, yeah. So it translated pretty well.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So do you create those things or are you taking pictures of them or both?
Those, I designed those.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And then they produce them.
Okay. So how do you, are you drawing at all or this is all kind of?
The pins are drawing.
So you drew those pins?
Yeah.
So once you draw it, do you send it out somewhere and then they create it for you?
Yeah. You kind of just like get it set up in a file and tell them like these are the colors that I want, like the Pantone colors.
Right.
And then the manufacturer takes care of like the actual production.
So cool. And then you're obviously making a profit off of those, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where would you say you make like the majority of your money, like from working with the different clients or from your own products?
Definitely working with clients.
Okay.
Yeah. More of the photography side.
And then Instagram is obviously helping you out with that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. That helps. Yeah.
Where would you say you get the most of your inspiration from when you create these photos?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Just kind of like
you're
everywhere.
Like in the food aisle. No.
No, actually, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of food stuff going on here.
Yeah.
I can see popcorn, pizza, pineapple.
Right.
And you have a cute dog.
Yeah, that helps.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So then you just kind of create these on, you draw them out or you do it on Photoshop? Depending on which one, I guess.
Which one? Like the photos?
your personal, like your photos.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll kind of like sketch it out if I have an idea of what I'm wanting and then just shoot it. And then I always edit the background in Photoshop. So it's like a solid background, if that makes sense.
So how do you actually take these pictures? I'm just curious because it's cool, but I would never like, I'm because there's obviously some with you too, so it's the same background.
I have like a couple seamless paper backdrops.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the ones of myself, I have like a self timer, but I just use a Nikon.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
So where's the background is just you color it yourself or?
No, they're like, it's like these big giant rolls of paper.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just hang them on my wall and like drop them down.
Okay.
And then,
is that how you shoot the products too?
Yeah.
With the ice cream?
Yeah.
You do the ice cream on the wall?
Well, like,
I was like, how does that work?
It goes from the wall like down to the floor. But like with no seam.
Got it.
Yeah. So there's no like corner from the wall to the floor.
Do you feel like when you're shooting like the food products, do you mess up a lot or do you have to redo it a lot or?
Yeah.
Because it always looks so perfect.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes into food photography.
So this is actual ice cream.
Most of it. Sometimes you have to fake it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. There's definitely like little tricks.
Right now I'm looking at a picture with upside down ice cream cones and it's vanilla ice cream and then there's cute little pink trucks. Did you actually put the pink trucks on the ice cream?
Yes.
These are very serious questions that I'm asking right now.
Yeah, this is my life.
So you actually did? That's so interesting. It's so different. Like, I would never think about any of this stuff. So these companies are just like, whoa, this girl's doing something really cool, and I want to be a part of it, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
So then when you create something for somebody else, like, say, Taco Bell, where do they post it on their social media?
I'll usually post it on mine.
Oh, okay.
You can kind of charge, like, if it's going to be just on their account or if it's on, like, my account, too, because it's kind of, like, marketing that way, too. Yeah, because it's, like, reaching my audience and theirs.
It's helping both of you, then.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. So then, because your feed seems to, like, be well thought out. Like, I feel like you kind of have it down. It would be weird to have, like, I guess you don't have a lot of, like, pictures on here. I mean, like, of yourself.
Oh,
this is
really.
This is very, like, your own design kind of thing.
Yeah.
So do you have a company? People are going to your website, or is it just Lizzie Darden?
Yeah, it's just me right now.
Just you? Okay.
Yeah, I need to get, like, incorporated or whatever, however you do
that. You do?
But, yeah, I know.
Hell yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So do you have anybody helping you?
Not right now.
You don't?
No. I'm looking into hiring a few people pretty soon.
Okay.
Just because it's getting a little bit...
too much.
Yeah.
What do you feel like you would need somebody to help you with the most?
Probably just like assistant level stuff and like emails. I hate emails. Yeah.
Well, you got back to me pretty fast. So.
Okay, good. Yeah.
You
usually it's
you
like
did.
A week or so response time. So.
Well, do you feel like they build up pretty fast?
Yeah, and then it just like gives me so much anxiety that I like can't like open
do you
them.
Have it on your phone, your emails?
Yeah, I do.
I like can't like yeah. if I have all the notifications, I freak out. I'm
oh
have
yeah,
to...
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like scary.
I know, I yeah. hate it. So you feel? Do you ever feel like a little bit overwhelmed with the amount of people reaching out?
Yeah, especially since I want to be like selective on who I post with. You know,
right.
I don't want to just like partner with anybody, especially if I don't like actually endorse their right. product. So it's hard to kind of like weed through that all.
But then it gets to the point where it's like, you obviously this pays the bills. So you
yeah,
need to
work.
Yeah,
it's like I need to do something. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Have you ever ran into that problem? Kind of like, I don't really want to work with this person, but.
Yeah, sometimes at the beginning more, at the beginning stages, you kind of can't be, like, so picky.
Right.
I was kind of doing whatever. Like, sure, like, I'll post your socks for free. Like, stuff yeah. like that just for, like, exposure.
Right.
But,
well, that's
yeah.
the way you need to be, I feel like, yeah. in the beginning of any company. You just kind of have to get your name out there. And
right.
now you're established and people are like, okay, awesome. And then it kind of helps you with your money as far as what you charge them and stuff too, because now you
right.
have all these
like credibility
yeah.
yeah
that's
yeah,
awesome
yeah.
Okay, so people, when they want to reach out to you, they just go to your website, right? Or
mm-hmm.
your Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
DMs,
okay,
stuff like that. Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Do you have like a lot of people kind of blowing you up?
Sometimes.
Depends.
It's kind of the same with emails. It, like, I can't check my DMs because it freaks me out a little bit. But
have you had any experience with the trolls on the internet?
Yeah, they're definitely out there.
I figured.
Yeah.
Everybody who I talk to who has a big social media following has
mm-hmm.
always had some type of negative experience
yeah.
with the people, with the haters
yeah.
of the...
Yeah.
I guess you can't really avoid it.
Yeah, and, like, you can't really take it to heart because usually, I don't know, in my experience, they're, like, 10 years old, so...
I really do feel like this bullies, like, little
right?
kid bullies.
Yeah, yeah, because they grew up with the internet, and they're just kind of like, whatever, I can say what I want, but,
I know.
Yeah.
It is such a weird, kind of scary time
yeah,
that
I know.
We're living in.
Yeah, it is.
Where kids just have such big, like...
Yeah.
Lack of better word.
To
say whatever they want about
right.
something, and they have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you just started doing this because you really wanted to and you wanted this creative outlet, but who would you say inspired you to kind of go down this road?
As a photographer?
Yeah.
I guess there's like a photographer in New York, Stefan Siegmeister. He has like a pretty big agency now, and he does a lot of cool like experimental typography and
yeah.
stuff. So he would like make words with like plants and stuff and
oh my
like
gosh,
that
that's
kind of
so,
stuff.
That blows
yeah,
my mind.
It's so cool.
So
yeah.
cool. So that's one person that you follow and you're like, hey, that's
yeah.
kind of rad. I want
yeah.
to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, but then you can draw inspiration from that and kind of make it your own, which I feel
oh,
like
yeah.
is exactly what you've done.
Yeah, definitely.
Anybody else?
I mean, there's like a pretty close-knit community of like people on Instagram doing content creation.
Yeah.
And I feel like we kind of like feed off each other.
Have you met a lot of those people?
Yeah. Most of them are in California.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, they're all super sweet.
Would you
yeah.
ever consider moving out there?
Yeah. I think we're trying to soonish.
Who's
but...
we?
Oh, my boyfriend.
Okay.
And I. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've been in how long have you been in a relationship?
About 6.5 years.
Dang.
No.
Same.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
not that far. I'm almost at 6 years. That's a
oh,
long
yeah?
time to be with someone.
Yeah, it is.
Do you guys live together?
We do.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, we live together for a little over a year now. So.
What does he do?
He is in school at UNF right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for engineering.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you guys would consider kind of moving out there. Do you feel like it would help with your career if you did?
I think so. I mean, right now I've been able to manage it pretty well, just like flying
right.
out like once a month. But
is that really how often you go?
It's like starting to get that way. So
wow.
it would be easier to be out there like all the time.
Do you travel anywhere else besides California?
Not really right
no?
now. I want to, but.
So why California? Like what's, what it? Just the companies
know.
For some reason
yeah,
that you work
they
with?
They all seem to be out there. Like,
okay.
And all the events and stuff, they're always there. Sometimes they're in New York, I guess,
but
it's just always
that would
be
a shorter trip.
Yeah.
Flight-wise,
yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
can I maybe just... But weather-wise, I don't know. Maybe I'd rather go to California.
Yeah, that's true. It's super nice.
If you've
yeah.
grown up in Florida, especially, you're like used
yeah.
to that.
You walk off the plane and like your hair is like so much better instantly.
Oh my
like,
God,
yeah.
it's my dream.
yeah.
I'm supposed to be going there next month and
oh,
I
yeah.
just hear everything about the... I've been once when I was a kid
mm-hmm.
and I don't really remember it, but like... The humidity here is just brutal.
It's out of control. Yeah.
Like, it ruins my life.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have any advice for people who are wanting to possibly be a content creator, which I feel like is a new this is a new gig.
Oh, kind yeah, of. For sure.
It's a very
kind
new
came
field.
Out of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah. See, like, I create content for this radio station,
yeah.
but it's not specifically my job. That's just a part of my job.
Right.
So it's interesting that that's kind of your main thing now.
Yeah.
So do you have any advice for maybe anybody that wants to explore this field?
Yeah. For just starting out, I would definitely say, like, focus on social media, just, like, growing.
Right.
Because once you, like, hit that certain, like, threshold, I feel like brands start to take notice
yeah.
and take you more seriously. But it definitely never hurts to reach out to people, like cold call, be like, hey, like, I really love your product. Like,
yeah.
I think we could do this together and kind of like pitch something to them.
That's good advice.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially like locally. I feel like there's a lot of local companies here that people could work with.
Like, have you done that?
I did in the beginning.
But now you're kind of just, you're getting a lot more attention from a bunch of different people.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So everybody needs to go follow you, obviously. So go ahead and shout out your social media handles.
Oh, yeah. So it's Lizzie, Lizzie, mm-hmm. _ Darden, Darden.
Okay. And her profile says content creator, pun maker, pizza eater, which totally agree.
It's accurate.
Totally
yeah.
love it. It's awesome. And then what about your email if anybody wants to get in touch with you?
Oh, yeah. I think it's on Instagram, too,
okay.
but it's hi.lizziedarden@gmail.com.
And it's lizziedarden.com, your
yeah.
website?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, go follow Lizzie. Thank you so much. This
yeah,
was so fun.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, don't forget to follow me, too. It's Megan, MEGHANMILISSA. I post every single week. Every single week. I don't know why I just sounded country. When I have a new Babecast episode out. And also, follow me on Facebook. It's Megan, MEGHANWAPE. And, you know, email me if you want to recommend any women to be on Babecast. It's Megan, MEGHAN@WAPE.com. See you next week.